Good morning, everyone. My name is Josh Hernandez Morris, and I'm the head of school at Pacific Buddhist Academy. My message this morning is about one of our recent graduates, Kaylee Osimore, and it's a story I like to tell about Kayla and her participation in cross country. It's a special pleasure to offer some remarks about Kayla. Although I was very fond of all of this year's graduating seniors from PBA, I feel like I had a unique connection with Kayla. Strangely, I don't think I ever taught Kayla in any of my classes. I teach far fewer classes at PBA in my role as head of school than in my previous incarnation at our school as language arts teacher, social studies teacher. Well, basically, I've taught many classes at the school. But I did coach Kayla and a number of her classmates on my cross-country team, so I got to know her pretty well in that environment. You might not think it, but you can actually get to know a person pretty well in a sport like cross-country running. The season is just 4 months long, so I saw far less of Kayla during the remainder of the school year in this summer or previous summers, but she ran every year at PBA, so I was able to watch her evolve as a person through four successive campaigns. As a sport, cross-country strips you down. It's just a grind. We begin the season running between 3 to 5 miles a day, and by the end of the season, we are running 7 to 9 miles for the long runs. We run 4 days a week and race on Saturdays. I break the middle of the week up with strength training or yoga, and do my best to vary the workouts and the courses that we run, but long-distance running is absent the diversion of chasing after a ball or complex team strategies or plays or offenses or defenses. Because I'm coaching a group of high school students and I want the runners to learn to listen to their surroundings, I don't let them wear headsets during practices like they might prefer. And it's really hard to socialize during runs after the first or second mile, so you don't get the distraction of a good company. It boils down to just you, the road, the sound of your feet striking the pathway, your breathing, whatever pains you're fighting off, and the numerous fantasies you entertain while you're on a long run, of a dip in the ocean, of a smoothie at the end of the run. And you start to make deals with yourself. I'll slow down 2 telephone poles from now, or I'll let up at the top of the hill, or I'll be a better person at the end of this 7-mile run. Kayla was not a particularly fast runner, but in cross country, you don't worry about how fast you are so much as you work toward daily improvement. You get out of the experience what you put into it. Her freshman year, Kayla finished the season, and as a coach, that's often all you care about. Many freshmen drop out before the end of the first 2 weeks. I think it was Kayla's sophomore year she discovered boys, or a boy discovered her, so Kayla and I spent a small amount of time in a tug-of-war about reliability and not losing sight of your goals or yourself, and we came out of that experience a lot closer, if less focused on cross-country running. I think it was midway through her junior year campaign that Kayla realized she wanted to be faster. She'd learned a lot about how the body reacts to a season of training and the rhythms of the season, and was ready to buy into the notion that you get out of it what you put into it. But she developed tendonitis in the ankles that year, and it meant we had to back her off and rest her. And even then, though she fought through the worsening pain, she didn't achieve the speed goal she'd set for herself. But she finished. So the summer before her senior year, she finally resolved to do everything right. She trained the whole summer, or much of it. She'd already discovered healthy eating. She did core training, attended all of the summer workouts, and was in such good condition and had established herself as such a trustworthy, dedicated athlete that I asked her to be the team captain. She would lead these core workouts at practices where most of the boys would groan and cry and collapse with exhaustion and very poor form. And she'd be levitating in plank position, chiming in her peppy, positive, only 25 more seconds. She was ready for the season. She had done her summer training, and she was hungry. Life doesn't always comply with our plans. Kayla had decided she was going to achieve new speeds in the races for herself. She would finally be able to make herself proud, put her dad's stories of his high school running glory days behind her, and prove it to herself. You get out of it what you put into it. But midway through the season, her ankles healthy, her speed increasing, her heart and lungs increasing efficiency, she began to develop tendonitis deep in her hip flexor, and not just on one side, on both sides. For those of you who don't know what that is, the hip flexors are connected to the muscles that lift your legs up at the hip. The hip structure is, essentially, the single most important structure in the anatomy to increasing speed. The difference between jogging and running, more or less, is how high you lift your legs and how fast you put them back down. Kayla had spent her summer doing planks and leg lifts and sit-ups and Pilates and yoga and every form of core training known to YouTube, and yet just when she needed her body to hold out another 6 to 8 weeks so she could get progressively faster and finish her senior year running a 5K race in under 24 minutes, maybe better, her hip flexors put the brakes on. We tried everything. Ice, rest, elevation, deep stretching, physical therapy, no relief. At one point, a physical therapist had her wrapping stretch gauze and an elaborate loop around both legs and hips until finally it looked like she was wearing a diaper. But all the mummifying accomplished was a good laugh when she'd walk out of the restroom, barely able to waddle, let alone run. So it came to the championship race of her senior year, what would be her last cross-country race as a PBA runner. As a team, we had shared humidity, long runs, sprints and strides, acai bowls, karaoke nights, more than our fair share of aches and pains. And week after week, and year after year of rising around 5 a.m. to suit up, get a little breakfast in, suffer the car ride, the bus ride, the warm-up run, the runouts, the throngs of people gathered for the championship on the great lawns of Mid-Pacific Institute. We'd rested Kayla the previous race, had taken it easy at the practices, swapped in other cardio workouts to maintain a base level fitness, and so for the championship race, I'd hoped that her hips would let her lift her legs and push off high enough and explosively enough that she would achieve her personal best. Because if anyone had earned it, she had earned it. We don't always get what we want. I could see in Kayla's form that the rest we'd given her hadn't alleviated the pain. And after the warm-ups, I was worried she wouldn't want to run. In the ILH championship race, each team runs its fastest 7 runners. But PBA only had 3 girls running. We've got a small team, so we run each runner in the champs, proudly, fast or not. I wasn't certain if Kayla would be able to finish the race. So I asked her if she wanted to sit it out. Kayla gave me a look I will never forget. One of those moments where the adult realizes he has just said something profoundly off the mark. "I'm running," she said, and she ran. It was raining that day, and the course was slow for most everyone, and slow for Kayla more than most. First mile, second mile, third mile, she fell further and further behind, but she gutted it out. We ended the season, we celebrated, we moved on. I went back to my usual orbit in the PBA office, and from meeting to meeting to meeting, and watched Kayla and her classmates get closer and closer to graduation, and finally graduate. We don't always get what we want. But I believe we do get out of things what we put into things. Kayla's guts and grit and stick-to-itness may have been a latent possibility in her character, but untested, our potentials wither away. Kayla didn't get what she wanted to finish that season, her fastest time ever, but I think maybe she took away something more important. We don't always get what we want. But I believe we do get out of things what we put into things. Kayla's guts and grit and stick-to-itness may have been a latent possibility in her character, but untested, our potentials wither away. Kayla didn't get what she wanted to finish that season, her fastest time ever, but I think maybe she took away something more important. Maybe she learned something a little more about the limits that we all have and we all face. Kayla has many aptitudes, kindness and regard, positivity, an easygoing, slightly flatty attention to this detail and that detail. But Kayla is also the sort of young woman who can set an intention and persevere, even when challenges arise, and even when the outcomes she seeks don't pan out the way she intended. It's for this reason that, though I am sad that Kayla will leave Hawaii and move to college for the next 4 years, possibly longer for other training, I'm not apprehensive about how Kayla will do. More that I'm excited and elated for her, and not a little envious that she gets to experience the long, wet cold of the mainland winters, the great difference between the days that seem to stretch forever in the Indian summers versus the short days of midwinter. Kayla will have a few PBA friends with her at college. Of course, she has a very supportive family, and on behalf of PBA, even though I doubt it would ever be needed, let me say that she will also have whatever support she might need from us. I'm a huge fan of Kayla Yosemori, and I can't wait to hear stories about her college experience, just as I'm hugely proud of all of our alumni at PBA. And I can't wait to hear stories about Kayla's college experience. I want to express my gratitude for this opportunity to share this short story about one of PBA's alumni from this last graduating class. And I want to wish her well and all the listeners well also. So, aloha.